There were gun battles today in the Palestinian territories. Reports say gunmen from the Fatah party shot up government buildings in Gaza and wounded several Palestinian police. This comes just a day after the Hamas party, surprise winner of the elections 2 months ago, said it's now ready to form a government. Samir Abu Aishas is proposed minister of planning. He joins us by telephone. Welcome to Day to Day.
Thank you. Welcome as well.
It can't be a good sign that Fatah is already shooting in Gaza. Fatah says it's not going to join the government or help at all because your party refuses to endorse the PLO.
Well, first of all, I have to say I'm one of the technocrats in the government. I'm not part of the Hamas system or structure. Anyway, I hope, all of us think, that this government will, work for the cause of the Palestinians internally and, of course, externally. That means, we are very much, willing to cooperate among, all the Palestinian factions and people and individuals to make our dream, a reality of establishing a Palestinian state.
Would it be part of the responsibility of the Minister of Planning to sort of figure out how to get international aid, or would you be more in charge of things like infrastructure and that sort of thing?
Part of the mandate of the Ministry of Planning is international cooperation. That means, we have to establish and continuing the good relations with the international community to support the cause of the Palestinians. They deserve, to live in dignity and in a very good, way.
So are you saying it is your responsibility, it's going to be your responsibility to kind of get international aid and donors to give money to the new government?
It's a collective responsibility, but, international cooperation is part of the mandate of the Ministry of Planning.
How much money are you going to be asking for from the U.S. government?
Well, I hope that they will continue supporting the Palestinians the way they were supporting the Palestinians, before. I have to look at the facts. We have to look at the needs and see what we can do.
Mr. Aishas, the Hamas leader in exile, Khalid Meshaal, is in Yemen today, and the Associated Press quotes Yemen's president as telling him, after they talked, that he should seek peace with Israel. If the president of Yemen, a country that you might expect would support the Palestinian people, if the president of Yemen is saying you should go seek peace with Israel on the basis of agreements that have already been made, isn't that a pretty clear message to Hamas that maybe you should do that?
Well, again, I'm not a Hamas spokesman, but at the same time, I think to reach that state, there should be recognition of our rights. There should be acceptance, of our need to establish a state. There are international even many international resolutions, that they talk about this, but at the same time, none of them is being enforced. None of them is being put into action yet. Despite the Palestinian in the past 12 years or so, have been doing their best to look very positively, to peace process. But the Israelis are not helping Palestinians to look, more positively, to this.
Samir Abu Aishas is the proposed Minister of Planning in the new Palestinian government to be formed this week. Mr. Aishas, thank you for speaking with us.
Thank you very much. Thank you.